Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Pop Run Radio.
She was supposed to do the intro.
Why didn't you give me the memo?
I just said it out loud.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Pop Run Radio.
That does sound better than me. You should do it every time.
They didn't give me a pop before this, so I might not be in character.
Because Maddie drinks a lot of pop.
Oh, yeah.
We have a fun episode today, and we're going to be talking to all of our kids. Half of our kids are constantly like, I want to be on the podcast. And I'm like, Why? What are you going to talk about?
I don't know.
What's your target audience there, buddy?
We were joking. We didn't think you'd actually take it seriously.
Well, why not? We think you guys have so much wise nuggets.
Yeah,
not really.
So smart.
We just think it would be funny. So our first one is Madeline. Maddie, tell us who you are.
Your age.
Who's your mom, etc.
Get closer. I got to hear you.
My mother is Megan.
You got to stop spinning. It's hard, huh?
Why?
Kids are just always in motion.
Yeah, you got to sit still and focus. Yoga eyes this.
There you go.
Okay, go on.
What did you want me
to say?
You did
was say who your mom was.
Your mom, how old are you?
I'm 19.
What are you doing right now?
Just being silly.
Right this set. I mean, like, in your life, what
in
are
your
you
life?
Doing?
That's literally what I'm doing.
What have you done since graduation? Does this make you feel like you got something done in life?
Just traveling.
Okay, so after you graduated, what did you do?
So went to the Dominican Republic.
Get closer. You are taking this way too giggly. You know better. Piper, don't touch her.
Because I'm laughing at myself.
Why? You're overthinking it. Okay, so after graduation, you did what?
I moved to the Dominican Republic and taught English.
And how long were you there for?
For 3 months.
All right. And then you came home and tried to earn some money. And then what?
And then I went to the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
What'd you do in Puerto Rico?
Worked in a hostel.
Like one day a week.
Yeah.
Rough life.
I worked twice a week.
So if she works in these hostels, she can live for free. So that's why she does it. But
smart.
It's only like one day a week. So she has to save up to live, but gets to sleep for free.
Yeah. Maddie is actually when I can catch her when she's in town. She is my, I don't know what you call it.
Manny. Manny Maddie.
Miss Jackie funds all my trips.
She takes care of Oliver and Hazel. And
whenever
she leaves to go on a trip, I mourn and cry.
Well, this one's
weeping
long.
And wailing and gnashing of teeth.
This next one's longer than she's been, right?
Yeah, May 30th, you're going to be weeping and wailing.
For how long?
For
she's
three
going
months.
To Greece this time in Montenegro.
Yeah. Like, it's the summer, so I'll allow it. But can you be back by August 8th? That'd be great. Thanks.
She might not. Now that I just told her when she gets back, she has to pay her own phone bill and her own insurance.
So she's like, I'm going to be gone for 2 years.
I'm never coming back.
She was trying to say, well, Karsten's on a mission and you're still paying. And I said, well, he doesn't have a cell phone or insurance right now. So
that doesn't
work.
Maddie, what do you think of us doing a podcast?
I think it's silly, goofy.
She's actually one that's listened to them all, right?
Have
or pretty much?
Most of them.
What's been your favorite one?
The one where you guys answered questions about each other was funny.
That we blew the first one.
Yeah,
we couldn't get the rules of the game.
French fries.
The whole game, you guys were so confused.
We couldn't figure it out.
We were kind of dumb.
Okay, what... Tell us more about you. Like, what did you... You're almost done with something. What is that? We're just waiting for you to send your video in to finish your yoga license.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting my yoga license, but it's been, like, over a year, and I'm still working on it.
She has to record herself and send it, and that's kind of where she's been stuck.
You don't want to record yourself?
Well, I have to send them a lesson plan and then film myself teaching it.
So. I love it. I'll film you.
I know.
I am... such a believer in yoga. It is to my core.
It is.
Did you just like the mindfulness part of yoga, or what do you love about yoga?
It's a sport. She doesn't have to wear a bra to play.
Amen to that.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're not wrong. No, I like that it stretches me out, moves my body, because I don't want to grow up to be crippled old person.
You want to be flexible.
Yeah.
And We saw our mom jump through the car to the back of the car to get Ollie a toy he had chucked back there, and she was moving like a gazelle.
You can tell. And she's been like, working it.
Wow, my mom has been working out, and you can tell just how she moved. She moved like she was 30. It was awesome.
She looked great.
So that's your goal.
Start now.
Do you believe in the whole mindfulness, breathing, meditation?
100%.
She's a guru. Her little rocks and her all that stuff.
Yeah.
What got you going on all that?
I don't know. I just...
Yeah, where did this come from?
Well, when I was in Dominican Republic, I started doing yoga on the roof every day. And then I got hooked. But it's harder to do at home because... It's not on the roof.
It's not on the roof. She does it on the back lawn most days.
Yeah, when it's warm, I can do it outside, but it's not as fun in the basement. I hit my hands on the roof.
Naked yoga in the basement.
Yeah.
She's a free loving hippie. What can we say?
She is, but it's good.
Yeah.
We're going to get her to do naked goat yoga next.
I'll pass on that one.
So Maddie was a keeper from the get-go. She, at age like 18 months, started talking full sentences with a Boston accent.
Let's start before that, when she slept through the night at like 6 weeks.
Three weeks. I had nursing bosoms the size of Tennessee and thought for sure she was a goner. I went running into her room and she just 7 to 7.
Sound asleep at 3 weeks.
Oh,
that was smart.
And she still is that way.
She's literally the most easygoing person of all of our grandkids.
I mean, she
probably
just had a big old fat fight with Piper in here, but
I think I caused that. I'm not gonna lie, I
Jackie am a little cranky today.
I am raging today. A number one, grief is a bitch. B number two, PMS is real, and I'm tired that we all, if we talk about it, we're like, so dramatic. It's real and it's so hard. And three, yeah, so we're here to lighten the mood.
We're hoping she lightens up and the rest of the day is better.
What is Pop Run Radio for but to hash things out?
Exactly.
Yeah. I took a picture of Jackie raging, so stay tuned if you want to see it on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
What was I raging about?
I don't remember.
What were you not raging about? You've been raging since we got
here. I probably brought everyone's mood down. That's why Piper and Maddie started fighting. I apologize.
Well, Maddie, before we switch kids, tell us what's the thing we asked? The frivolous... shallow thing that's made you happy this week.
Oh, let me think about it.
You prepare.
You guys go first.
No, we wait till the
very end. We're on the last kid.
I'm gonna tell some stories about Maddie while she is thinking. Hazel's the same way. She prefers the boys over the girls. As a little girl, she likes the men.
Oh, yeah, Maddie lied like the men growing up.
Maddie loved the men. She used to call John my John, just like Ollie calls David my David.
Yeah.
And she had nothing to do with me. She wouldn't even look at me. I'm like, I'll get you.
That's
in the
how
end,
she was
Maddie.
With Kyson, too.
Weirdly, huh?
Yeah. She's a lover.
She's a lover of the men. Oh, Maddie has the best one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
Like... She one time was racing by on a scooter.
Home from the Highland Primary.
And she passed our little brother, Luke, who was in high school. And as she drove by.
No slowing down.
She said, curse you, Luke. And then just kept rolling.
God, I forgot. That's the best one. Now I use curse you a lot. That's one of my favorite lines.
Oh, me too. That's Maddie. Or Maddie when she was like 5 in kindergarten, went on a girls trip with my mom. And to get school supplies, and she told my mom she wanted a hot pet man.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Do you have a hot pet
man? A man who's your pet, basically, that you get to just boss around? I don't know, but you wanted a hot pet man.
We did see a girl walking a man with a leash the other day.
At
so
Tempe Marketplace.
Maybe that's what I was looking for.
You're kidding me. How old was the man?
They were grown adults.
Not even like teenagers?
No.
Oh. Was he on fours?
No. he just had a collar on and she was walking him.
Hmm. So did he identify as the animal or are they just
I didn't talk
kinky,
to them.
I wonder.
Being kinky. Yeah.
Probably.
All right.
Okay, all right. You got your shallow thing?
Just that it's been warm outside.
That's
just
perfect.
Sitting in the sun.
Maddie loves the sun. She'll hunt it down wherever she can.
It's nice because the babies just want to be outside, so she'll take him outside, which the babies call her Mickey. We do not know where that came from.
Because they used to call her Maddie.
They used to, then, and they still do occasionally say Maddie, but if he sees her coming, Ollie's like, Mickey!
I know. It's hilarious. I wonder where they got it from.
I don't know. We don't even watch any Mickey Mouse.
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
No, we
M-A-D-I.
Never.
M-A-D-I.
Must be it.
Maybe it's easier to say.
Maybe.
Maybe. The D's hard.
Well, is that so hard?
Crap, I did not mean that dirty. I'm so sorry. I meant Maddie's name. Please ignore that. Okay.
Don't cut that out.
That's a wrap. We'll send it to Piper.
Maddie, that wasn't so hard, was it?
No.
Why?
I feel like I didn't say anything interesting, though.
You did. Do you have anything else you don't want to add?
No.
You know, we can always have you on again.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit. All right. So we're going to stop right now so we can switch over to the next kid. Yep. We have Miss Piper Collette with us now. Tell us who you are.
Piper Mills.
And Megan's your mama?
Yep.
How old are you?
14.
What grade are you in?
Freshman.
Pretend to be Megan and podcast right now.
I literally have no idea.
What would you say if you were me?
I'm mad at Piper.
Do you feel like I'm mad at you all the time?
Yeah, because I have an F in math.
That negates being mad.
That doesn't count. That's just your mom wanting to be successful.
It's hard.
Screen time's taken away. It's the end of the world, people. The end of the world. Thank heavens for an iPhone. You can just
take
pop
their
that right
time
off
away. It's the best punishment ever, isn't it?
No.
Until last
Meaning
night,
you hate it.
She borrowed my computer to meditate.
Oh, I actually do.
I know. But she didn't know I still had my headphones in. She assumed I was asleep. And so all of a sudden my headphones say, Piper just screen time requested 15 minutes and then named like 10 apps and accepted them on my computer. So
kids can
she's
just
done
figure everything
She's
out.
Done meditating.
She wants the 10 apps that she wants.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I have learned a lot about the workaround things. So anyone who's wondering how you use the parental controls, just call me and I will give you all the details about mm-hmm. any pathway that is around it. I got you.
Yep.
I used to start talking about screen time in front of some of Caden's friends, and they would all look at me and say, don't tell my mom. Don't tell my mom. My mom doesn't know about screen time.
Because you know all the I tell anyone I know now because it's just the easiest way.
Me
to
too. And I
make
and
a point.
Yeah. And I know how to. We change our password regularly.
Oh,
we
yeah.
always keep them on their toes.
I change mine
about
once a week.
And our kids are good kids. They're just, you know.
Sometimes that's their punishment. For Piper, it's good punishment.
It is a good punishment for everyone. Mm-hmm. I just mention screen time and I get everything done I need done yep. in my house, which is yep. pathetic. But I don't know. Our kids aren't. My kids don't have really high averages of screen time overall. So it's fine. But also it's kind of pathetic how big of a leverage I have on that.
Because they're addicted.
So you can't mimic your mom, like pretend like you're talking about something specific.
I literally have no idea.
Piper always has something to say, and here she's acting bashful.
I just hope that Angie Caldwell's not watching this, because I don't want Marley to have screen time now.
Call out to Angie.
We're going to tag her on the next post.
It's okay. No. I was at lunch, and I was raging because I had screen time, and Marley told me to keep my voice down so she wouldn't hear.
Keep your voice down.
Well, she'll know now.
Yeah, that's the best.
If not, we'll send it to her because it'll get us another listen.
Just keeping your kids protected. That's all we're doing.
So, Piper, what's your favorite hobby?
Probably going to Marley's house.
Dancing? You're a good dancer.
Do dance for
you
guys.
Do dances regularly.
Maddie and Piper dance every day, all day.
So
very
Marley, Marley is actually me and Megan's first cousin because she yes. is our Uncle Tom and Aunt Angie's daughter, but generationally, she's Piper's.
Yes, which they are two peas in a pod.
Yeah, they really are.
Kind of like me and Mindy growing up.
Yeah.
Just
when they walk in, you can tell that they...
Crazy street.
They're jiving.
Yep.
What's the hardest thing about being a freshman?
Math.
Okay. What's the funnest thing about being a freshman?
I think it's just like easier than junior high. It's like no one really cares about how many
friends. You're in a certain group or if you're in a...
Yeah.
A lot of drama kind of falls off, huh?
Yeah, it was a lot different than junior high.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like junior high is where everyone is like trying to find their way in life. And in
you
high school, everyone's just
cool.
like, what? Yeah.
And junior high kids get so laser focused on things. And sometimes you're like, just zoom out. Trust me, none of this matters. You're going to get into high school and
yeah,
none of
Piper
this.
How many times I told her that.
None of this is going to
matter. Everyone
yeah.
just stands and talks to everyone in the quad and it's fine.
Yeah.
See anyone in the quad and I'll just say hi.
Yeah. Exactly.
Doesn't matter to have a friend group.
It takes away the popularity contest.
It does. And a lot of the big, oh, I'm so popular in junior high.
I mean, nothing in high school. They peak in high school.
They peak in junior high.
I hate it when that happens. I'm still waiting to peak.
Yeah, seriously. Something fun to do that you guys enjoy doing, besides sitting on your phones next to each other.
I literally don't do anything.
Yes, you do. No, I'm saying, what do you enjoy? Not just her. Am I going to have to answer all your questions for you? Because I could answer these off the top of my head.
I love how she's the chattiest girl in the world, and now she's so quiet.
She's acting shy.
Oh, no, I like to go on drives with Maddie.
Nice. That's what I was going to say.
That's a good one.
Or go to the valley with her. She pays for all my stuff.
We were talking earlier. She's going to teach everyone how to judo mind trick to get some things she likes.
You're so gullible. You could.
I know.
You say you know what we're doing, and then like.
I do, but I just am aware of it and say yes.
No, you fall for it every time, and then later you're like, oh, I fell for that.
She's like a Cardston 2.0. He was a professional judo mind tricker, and she is the same way.
Like, give me an example.
We're both failing math, and somehow we get ourselves screen times and phones.
No, that's an example of you being twins, but what's an example of you judo mind tricking me?
I don't know.
To get anything she wants. I just need $2 for the bookstore. Or she'll ask with a friend there. Or she'll convince you that it's your
choice. I rarely ask with a friend there.
You've learned that.
If a friend is there and you're asking, my first thought is to say no. Because that I hate when kids ask you with a friend standing right there.
Because then you have no option.
Yeah, Ellie's grandma says if we ask with a friend there, that means Ellie wants to say no. Well, like, have her say no.
Oh.
That's a smart thing.
Yeah, that's a way out. So maybe I should remember that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes kids are calling you and they want you to say no. And they'll like whisper real quick, say no.
I know.
Hey, I'm like, why didn't you just tell them you couldn't? Why do you have to go through
the
act of talking?
Or why did they whisper it like we had to fake it? Like, just call and say.
No, because it's like they're in front of the friend and they have to be like, oh, my mom's the one. Yeah, it's funny because I'm like, why don't you just tell them you're like, they are so worried about hurting feelings, which is good. But at the same time, it's okay just to be honest. Like, you know what? I got to head home.
Yeah,
and come up with your own excuse.
And I don't even care if you say it's me.
All
just say
you
my mom
have to
said
do
I have to come
is say
home.
My mom just texted me. And
yeah.
Why did we go through the whole hassle of you calling me, telling me to say no? Kids are so funny.
Think
that through.
Yeah, Marley will ask for a sleepover, and I say, no, I want my bed.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. I look back at how many sleepovers I did, and I'm like, you're so
me
dumb.
Too.
Go
and
home
I never
and go
get
to
sleep.
Bed.
Uh-huh. No, wake up early.
You might as well just have a like late night and then go to bed, right?
Best invention ever. So some things about Piper, she has been beautiful since the day she was born. Like,
yes,
you wouldn't believe how many people tell me all the time how beautiful Piper is and that she didn't have an awkward stage.
I'm just looking at her eyebrows right now in envy.
Exactly. She is super, super loving.
Yes.
She is.
She's very affectionate.
Give you a hug every time she sees you. She
mostly if I want something.
Yeah, but even not.
What? None of it's ever genuine?
No, I do. Just if I want something, I'll go to my dad and hug him.
Well, she knows how to play David, too. But, you know, dad and their girls. I think both my girls can play David.
Whenever he's on his phone, you just know that you can get whatever you want.
Yep, he's sidetracked. Yes.
I don't have a... Like, my daughter is so young that I don't know any of these.
Oh, get ready to get danced to every
talking
night.
Talking to them and watching what they do is so entertaining because I'm just living the opposite in so many ways.
With all your boys.
Yeah.
Me and Maddie need to teach Hazel how to dance.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She loves a dance contest.
Yeah, to prance in and you're on it because Hazy likes to prance.
She just wants to gallop like a little show pony and you're there.
Me and Maddie make coordinated dances often.
I think we're going to post one, so pick your favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have two songs that I shuffled together, so it goes from a slow dance.
But she wouldn't try out for cheer for me.
Dang it. You didn't try out for cheer?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't really want to.
Dang it.
Probably because it's 5 a.m. practice.
In the summer, I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. to run a mile. I like to sleep in.
Here's something funny about Piper. She is 100% boy crazy. Is that true?
Yes.
She will admit it. She's getting red in the cheeks.
She's always
right
got about
now.
Five people she's thinking of at the same time.
And she's pretty vocal about it. Like,
oh,
she'll come in and say,
shy.
Oh my gosh, such and such.
Talk to me today.
Initials JH is so cute. Uh-huh. Oh my gosh.
Jackie comes in the other day and was like, so you want to hang out with him? Asher told me you did.
Because she'll tell everyone who she likes, Asher included.
I love it.
Who's your favorite sibling?
Love all my siblings.
Good answer.
Who's your favorite aunt?
Paula and Jackie. I meant Jackie and Paula. Yeah.
You were supposed to say all of them.
It's all right. Of them. I'm just more tight with you and Paula.
Yeah. Just know them more.
Yeah.
I love them all. I just don't really talk to them.
Yeah.
I get it.
What is your favorite? She got a album. What are they called?
Vinyls.
Vinyls. What? That's what she got into last year. So what's your favorite vinyl right now?
Probably the Harry Styles one.
That came with an inappropriate picture that Maddie hung on her wall for a while of him 99% naked.
Are you serious? Maddie's in the background cracking up
so
at this.
So inappropriate. I will. That my boys put naked girls on their wall, and then I'll go downstairs, and Maddie's got a freaking
Harry Styles
almost gross. Naked. I puked a little in my mouth.
I'm just waiting for you to surprise me with the both Dominique Fike ones.
Hint, maybe for your birthday.
Hint. You should give me that.
They're on the birthday
Do
list.
Do you like Taylor Swift as much as the rest of the world?
No.
She's not a fan.
Oh, good. I like it. See, I don't listen to her either. I mean, I'm like very neutral. I have no idea if I like her or not because I've just never really listened to her.
I don't really
her.
Mind her. I just like don't like Swifties.
They're like crazy.
Insane.
So that makes you not even listen to it, huh?
Yeah, when I was in Mexico, Marley's cousin came with us and her friend, and it was just Taylor Swift the whole time, and I could not stand it.
I was actually shocked to see the Taylor Swift bonanza that happened for her latest concert. How many people and it was not just people that were 15.
No,
it was like age 10 to 50.
It's a whole thing.
It's a cult. Yeah. It's crazy. I was just like amazed at how much. I mean, they're weeping at her concert.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, I like it. Let's have a party. Let's go watch Taylor Swift.
I'm allowed to weep at Dominique Fike's concert, but you're not allowed to weep.
Yeah,
at
that's another
Taylor
fun
Swift.
Fact about Piper. She can cry on a dime.
Does she?
I may not have cried in 3 years. No, but like, she cries when she sees a good-looking boy, aka boy crazy. Like, she'll cry when her favorite singer's on the radio. She's hilarious.
Maddie's a little emotional too. I like it.
Not like that.
Maddie hasn't cried in a long time. I cried just about 5 minutes ago when I was having a meltdown here.
I'm on a streak for 3 years.
Ask Liam and Asher. I was in Walmart and I got a Harry Styles vinyl and I opened it and started bawling.
Are you serious? Yes. I love it. You're wearing your emotions on your sleeve.
You have it? Oh, we'll send that to Paula too to post this week. Anyways, okay, Piper, what's your favorite frivolous thing this week?
That I gave myself screen time.
You're grounded.
Well, here's my favorite shallow thing. You are grounded.
I hid my computer.
You just didn't realize I've been doing it for like 2 weeks.
I know. And then you turn off the ignore the screen time. I wake up in the morning and turn it back on.
No, I actually didn't do that. I just told you that it was off.
You know, siblings are loyal to each other too, because when we were in Monticello last summer and Asher was supposedly not having any devices and he had snuck something.
Yeah.
And Caden saw him on it and gave him time. He's like, I'll give you time to talk to mom and dad, but if you don't talk to mom and dad by this and this date, I am. And so I'm like, you should have just told me right away.
Carson is not loyal. One time, he used to always try to figure out the screen time password, and then me and Spice finally found it out, and he snitched on us.
Yeah, because he got a conscience when he was about 19.
I love it. I love it. See, and yeah.
I'm loyal to Jackie. I get it.
It's true. I could probably have Megan bury a body for me. So it's a good thing to be. Well, thanks for coming on, Piper.
All right. Thanks, Piper.
Yeah,
peace out.
We are here now with Asher. Asher, introduce yourself. Who are you?
Asher Brewer.
Who's your mom?
Jackie Dixie Brewer.
When you teasingly say I want to be on the podcast, why?
I don't know. I feel like I'd get a laugh out of people.
Well, give us a laugh then.
That's a good boy.
Don't put me on the spot. You just got to have a conversation with me.
Okay. Asher, are you the kid of mine that gives me the most of a roller coaster ride?
I think I repay for it in many ways.
It's a give-take relationship.
It's a give-take relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
I think I give more than I take, though.
What do you do to give?
And I quote Asher Ice Water.
Yes. You get me an Asher Ice Water. Yeah.
Saying I'm not a help.
No, it's not a bad thing. You just, you live a very full life.
No harm, no foul.
So when Asher was little, David had him convinced to be a baker and a stunt man.
Yeah, because he used to have a lisp. You were going to be a stunt man.
Yeah, I'm still going to be a stunt man. Just wait.
David's trying to get any grandkid to be a stunt man. He has Nico convinced now, but
I love it. Are you still going to be a baker?
I already am a baker.
Yeah. Yes. He rolls out my rolls.
No
really
one
good.
Rolls my rolls out.
I'll come roll your rolls if you pay me.
I'll pay you in rolls.
Asher's always on the hunt for payment of some kind.
I need my money.
Because he's
obviously willing to do a service. I have people who just want money.
Asher's a little entrepreneur. What's your latest plan for a business?
Me and Bennett are trying to start a shoe store, but that's in the near future. For now, we're just going to buy and resell shoes.
You're a little bit obsessed with shoes, aren't you?
Not at all.
Asher, even though he's very athletic and sportsy, he is very into his look. L-E-W-K.
His style.
Do you have good style?
Oh, amazing style.
Describe your outfit you're wearing right now.
I got the overalls with one of the straps not on.
My U 5000.
A gray shirt and then some Jordan 4s to tie it all together.
Yeah, I like it.
So a few weeks ago, Grandpa Lewis took Benny, Asher, and Spice to lunch, and he asked Spice if he wanted to go. He's like, can we not talk about shoes? Because
yeah, you won't like Asher and Benny,
which I'm glad they have passion about some, and that they have each other to talk to about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, as long as they talk to each other and leave the room, we exactly. good.
Yeah, it's... People get annoyed with our conversations a lot.
They're very passionate about the shoes. What is your favorite thing to do?
Play basketball.
Of all time.
Good boy.
Play basketball.
Yeah. Why do you love basketball so much?
Well, I don't know what there's not to love.
Right.
It's because
he's... fast-paced sport. And
just goes deep in his veins.
Because he's 15 and 16 and he's dunking. 16, I'm
he's
sorry.
Been dunking since he was how old?
14.
Yeah.
At least I got my first one when I was 14.
That's what I was referring to. But yeah. Yeah. 16 and dunking. He's a beast and he's fun to watch.
He is fun to watch. And Asher is like theatrical in the best way as well when he's playing basketball. I laugh so hard, which is nice because you get so intense when your kids are playing and you are so freaked out. Like
you want them to do good so bad.
You just, the whole thing is very, very intense for a mom.
That's why
but
you gotta laugh.
He makes it just relax instantly because he'll do some antic. Like all last year, he needed beef jerky right before the game and he would literally be out for the tip off chewing beef jerky.
I know. I saw him.
What? It's not
or
a bad
we'll
thing.
See him on the bench eating beef jerky in between when he's in the game. He's nobody eats more than Asher.
I mean, Boston might try arguing that, but it's not a real thing.
I've never seen anyone eat more than your boys.
I've never seen anyone eat more. Tell me what you had for lunch the other day. How many nuggets?
Me and Boston split 64, and then
I
we had
a little in my mouth.
And then I ate two bowls of cereal before I went back to school.
Ugh.
And I'm still hungry.
I weigh 600 pounds if I ate like you, boy. I know. You're lucky you're so active.
His metabolism is through the roof.
So Asher's always been Asher. You get what you get, and I love it.
I do too.
He's just true to himself all the time.
And one thing we love about Asher is he just lets the past go. He doesn't hold on to any grudges or anger or like, I'll like try to bring up something from the past. And he's like, Mom, it's in the past. It's gone.
That's awesome.
Like, we don't need to talk about it. It's over.
That's hard. A hard trait, especially if you're a Caldwell.
Caldwells hold grudges.
Yes, they do.
How do you let that go? You just do?
I don't know. You got to move on.
So Liam claimed to me that you act like you're even killed and things roll off your back only to me and not to the rest of the world. Is that true?
What do you girls think in the background over there?
He lets things go.
Yeah. I only do it to Liam because he's my brother.
True.
I think that's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, Asher, pretend to be me and podcast.
Piper wouldn't do it for us, so we're hoping you will.
Ask me this.
I know. You opened it, though.
I need tips. Okay,
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Pop Run with Megan and Jackie. Today, we're going to talk about Asher, my spirit animal.
What is your spirit animal?
Oh, I'm my mom's spirit animal. Oh, I heard that in the podcast.
I know. I'm just wondering.
You learned that in the podcast?
The one podcast I've listened to.
He only listened to the one about himself.
Well, Hunter put it on, tried to get a laugh, but I kind of...
My girls listen all the time, but I don't think my boys do.
Kind of want to listen now. This seems fun.
We are fun.
We are funny.
I even had Mrs. Christensen talking to me about it. She kept asking when I was going to be on it, and here I am.
That's why you guys all were always saying we want to be on the podcast, and now we're giving you your 5 minutes of fame. So what do you want to talk
super
about?
Famous.
What do you want to ask?
We've been asking it.
Keep asking questions.
What's your favorite thing about being a sophomore?
It's pretty easy. All the classes are so easy, and I have like four electives. So
okay. What's your least favorite thing about being a sophomore?
That's a good question. Mm.
I think I know what it is.
What?
Right now, he doesn't have a car because he was in an accident and his car was totaled. He's struggling walking the one block to school.
Do you want to just buy a battery for the truck so I can drive it down?
Yeah. Our kids cannot walk one block.
It's the fact that, I don't know.
What?
It's cooler to drive one block.
It's not that it's cooler. It's just I don't want to walk in the wind.
But then you want to go play basketball for 6 hours, but you can't walk a block.
No, I'll walk if it's going to play basketball.
Okay.
So... who are your favorite cousins?
I was going to say people that aren't here.
I don't know, honestly.
That's a hard one, huh? Maybe not favorite. Who are you closest to?
Definitely Piper, Maddie, and Bento Bean.
Yeah.
Bento Bean, a.k.a. Bennett.
Okay, you guys can't talk in the back.
I love it.
they're fighting over who gave Bennett the Bento Bean nickname.
It's still Benny to me. Benny always.
Uncle Benny.
Yep.
If I gave you $10,000 today, what would you do with it?
Go ham on my business. That's when I'm opening my store.
Yeah.
$10,000, easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't get you very many shoes.
Asher asks me every week if he can buy a pair of shoes to flip, and then he also asks me every week if he can build lofts in his bedroom. Like, he has no time to do that.
I'll make time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Rhonda just built a loft. You need to ask her how to do it.
I think I have an idea how to do it. Maybe I will, though.
If you could describe Aunt Megan in one sentence, what would it be?
One sentence or one word?
One sentence.
I didn't get paid to do this at all. Trust me. She didn't pay me. Okay. Favorite aunt.
Oh.
Just kidding. It's a hard race between her and Paul.
Everyone has said that. I hope our other aunts don't listen to
her. You can't leave Rachel out either. I love Rachel. Yeah. I always have a blast
you're with Benny
talking
a lot.
To her.
Yeah. Yeah, you are with Benny a lot. And we actually love when Aunt Amy's around, too.
Yeah, I love Amy as well. I wish we saw her more.
Yeah. Exactly, me too.
That's cute. All right, so one sentence to describe your mom.
I can't just put it in one sentence.
Aww. He has too many mean things to say. Just kidding.
He wants to complain about all the stuff he does for the babies.
I can't think of any.
All right.
I don't know. I'll have to think. One sec.
I feel like we need to explain why they say Megan and Paula, because we're in a big competition of bribing their love.
Yeah, no, the bribery is all we need.
We're
trying to
Rachel,
buy them
Rachel,
with money.
I'm not going to stop you if you jump on board.
He needs a pair of shoes to flip, Rach. Could you hook him up?
Yeah, it's true. I want to. If, like, I see Megan saying no to Piper, I want to give it to her.
Did I give Jackie's babies ice cream for last Friday for breakfast?
For breakfast, yeah.
You literally have popsicles in your fridge just for the babies.
Yeah, I do. I do. So I'm not about bribery. If it works, it works.
So definitely. You don't listen to many of our podcasts, but we always say, what is one shallow thing that you love?
What's the
definition of shallow?
Like, for me... I love,
here's
some of my
shallow
things,
yeah.
Like my snack drawer, my pop fridge.
My pop fridge.
Your pop fridge.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good boy.
My TV.
Amen. Good.
You know,
good
when I was.
My shoes.
When I was a young mom and I was like, oh my gosh, I would never have a TV in a kid's room.
Yeah, you would.
Yep. That was really great resolve I had for 5 minutes.
I can't trust anything I said when I was a young mom.
The problem is my house is so small. I went from a fairly large house to a small house, and there's no real family room. And so I had to make bedrooms almost family rooms. Like, mm-hmm. Their bedrooms are almost where they hang out.
Because there's no other else to do it.
Yeah, because there's
not. My bedroom's lit.
And because him and Liam are down there together, that's just kind of how they hang out. They watch Modern Family every night before they go to bed, you know?
Yep.
So that's just how shallow we are at the Brewer household.
My TV's been in my Maddie's room for the last month.
I love it.
Oh, Milo took it back.
So your favorite shallow thing is your pop fridge?
And TV.
And TV. Both.
Probably
and
the pop fridge. I just need to restock it more because it goes fast.
Because nobody drinks pop like Liam Larry Brewer.
I might just put a lock on the fridge.
We had a lock on our fridge when my kids were little. Because they were just eating us out. They were just eating because they were bored. I'm like, there is no physical
way
you are
smart.
Hungry.
Maybe you should lock your pantry and lock your
do
fridge.
Do not. If you do that, I might just have to cut
our
the
fridge
lock.
Was locked. TikTok.
You're not
going to
stop me from eating.
Yeah. Okay. Truth or dare?
Oh, fetch.
Is there something you need to tell me that I don't know?
You're going to ask
say
them on
truth
the air.
Or dare. I said dare.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Confess your sins.
It's like
on
truth
air.
Or truth. It's just dare or dare.
All right, Ash. Thanks for being on here.
Yeah. Glad to
Do you
be
have
here.
Any wisdom you want to impart before you go?
Don't think about the past and think about the future.
Yeah, I like it.
I love it.
So we're here with our baby of the two of us. Oh no, what am I thinking?
You just have two more babies.
Okay,
Abe was younger than him.
Well, baby on Earth, I should say. Milo is kind of my baby because when we finally had babies together,
we tried for years.
We finally
were every other year plan.
Yeah, we finally got babies together and we were so happy. And so when Abe died, he was kind of my surrogate baby. So it's like, I love him. It's hard, but it's amazing.
It's hard because you see his milestones.
I see his milestones. Every time I look at him, I think of Abe being with him. Every time. But mm-hmm. I also love him. I write down all of his funny isms in my... So Milo, tell us about yourself.
Give us your name, where it came from.
And your age and all that fun stuff.
Okay, my name is Milo.
Get closer.
My name is Milo and...
Milo what? You gotta explain Mills. Your name. No, your whole name. Let's
Milo
explain
Windsor
it.
Mills.
Who are you named after?
My mom's friend that died and...
Milo Smith.
Milo Smith, yeah.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 11.
What grade are you in?
Fourth.
Milo, what's your favorite thing about fourth grade?
Probably my grandpa being the principal.
Yeah, it is a good
like
one.
That. What's your least favorite thing about being in fourth grade?
I don't think there really is.
His homework that he refuses to do.
Okay, moment of truth. Did you hide that homework for reals or did it really get lost?
I can't say that.
You hid it. I'm not stupid. Milo, I saw it there yesterday morning. I'm not an idiot. I came home and told David he hid that and I know
it. The dog ate my homework.
I wish I had a dog.
Moment of truth.
I knew it. I walked in from book club and told David, I know he hid that homework. That little stinker.
He says no comment. I plead the fifth.
So the reason we decided to have Milo on, he's been asking because he's doing something cool that inspired me that I talk about a lot. So Milo, tell us what you and your cousin Grant are doing.
What are we doing? Sugar. Oh yeah, we're going off sugar for a year, but me and my cousin are doing it for a year and me and my mom are doing it for 2 years.
How long have you guys been doing it?
5 months.
No, on the 10th it'll be 6 months, so they're almost to 6 months.
Who is aged 11 and how 12 and goes off sugar for 6 months?
They are so strong, too.
They really are. They do not, like, we'll have a dessert or a treat, and do you feel better with it? Do you miss it?
Yeah, I do, but I feel a lot better.
What do you miss the most? Pop?
Oreos.
He'll still have a Diet Coke on occasion, or sneak them when I'm gone, but he is much more pleasant.
Yeah.
And he was wasting every cent he owned at freaking Family Dollar because him and Grant would walk there. No, he still has no money. I don't know where it goes. Oh, now it goes to basketball cards. But they would walk over there every day, get a pop and a bag of candy and eat it every single day.
Sounds like what my kids are still doing.
Yes.
I'm looking at you, Asher.
So once he did this, it inspired me. So that's why I joined when Cardston left on his mission.
So you feel better?
Yeah.
What's your reward for this?
For the first year, I get $200. After the second year, I get to go to a Phoenix Suns game.
Wow. So the first one, I told them both, because when Cardston did this when he was young, I said I'd give you $10. Well, first, Cardston was not smart enough to think this through. He said, will you give me $10 if I go off for a year? And I'll give you $10 a month. So I bet him. So I told these two I'd give them each $120, and then Rachel said she's going to double it. So
you'll get like $240.
Yeah.
Not even 200, man. Give you.
Then we're going to go to the Suns game when we both do it for Cardston's whole mission. And after we pick him up from the airport, man, we're going to get a big fat treat, aren't we?
Yeah.
You'll probably eat like two bites, though. I know. I just, you know, the problem with you guys all doing this is you're so inspiring that I just stocked up my snack drawer and was guilty. I was feeling guilty throwing 10 packages of Sweet Tart Ropes in it.
You never feel guilty. What are you smoking?
I know I don't, but I was like, I could be feeling amazing and looking amazing and I don't have any self-control. That's kind of pathetic.
It took a while, but I don't crave it anymore. Do you, Milo? Sometimes I see it and I'm jealous, but I don't sit there and crave it.
My teacher's mom brought cookies today and I was just sad sitting there.
But you know what, his teacher's great. His primary teachers and his school teacher, when they have rewards now, they'll bring him something sugar-free. It's cute.
I love it.
I'm happy they made sugar-free Jolly Ranchers.
That's his favorite. They are really good.
They taste the same exact thing. Yeah. The way, whatever.
So that's what he got for his field trip, some sugar-free Jolly Ranchers.
Well, he's not even cheating. It's crazy. They're really doing good.
Yep.
So, Milo, how does it feel being the baby of the family? Do you love it or do you hate it?
I love it because I'm spoiled.
Well, all right. If he acknowledges he's spoiled.
He's already aware of it.
Okay, so
he's got big plans for when Piper leaves. Let's hear some of your plans to do with me and Dad. Wait, what? You and Dad have planned trips for when Piper's gone just us three. He's planning on traveling with us.
Yeah.
I like it. Because
Piper's a freshman and he's in fourth grade, so he's going to be with us for a while.
Yeah. So, are you still Abe's bestie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Basketball. Yeah. It was football for a minute, but then I changed to basketball.
But do you still love football?
Yeah.
You'll still play it, right?
He's a true Lewis. He's got to love the basketball.
Right?
He watches all the Suns games with me. Took me five kids, but I got one.
I love it. Who is your... Who do you love to watch basketball that, like, inspires you?
Devin Booker.
But he's watched all the docudramas. Like, he could tell you anything about
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan and...
I love that Michael Jordan documentary.
Me too, except it had a million F-bombs.
Well, too bad, because when it aired, ESPN did two versions, a clean version and a...
I would just rewatch it with Milo, and I was like, oh, the whole time, a lot of F-bombs. But he didn't care.
What's your favorite thing to do after school?
Play basketball.
Okay. What cousins do you love?
All of them. They're all good.
Who do you hang out with the most?
Grant Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Granty Sue.
Yeah, they like to play basketball every day together.
What shallow thing do you have?
What's something you love?
Something I love?
That's not important and doesn't matter.
Not really, no.
Like Asher's was his pop fridge.
I think
Maddie's was the sun.
Probably the TV.
Milo takes a shower every night. That's when he showers, right?
Yeah.
Well, they were watching a Suns game, which means he wants to wear his jersey. But he already had to take a shower. So he put his jammies on and had his jersey over his jammies. And that's a good picture right there.
I'll send it to Paula to post because he's in a cow pajama outfit.
Yeah.
A onesie cow.
He's no dummy.
With the Booker jersey over it.
So Booker's your favorite player? Oh, Grandpa Jim would love that. Makes us miss Grandpa Jim when we talk about Booker.
Loved Booker.
Yeah. Any words of wisdom for us, Milo?
Follow your dreams.
I like it.
Milo's getting a little deep on us.
What do I tell you every time you get out of the car?
Keep the commandments.
Yeah. And I love you.
I love you. She says it to me every time I get out of the car.
Because I don't drive any kids to school anymore.
I'll try to keep the commandments. And I love you too. Well, thanks for coming on, Milo.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We'll see ya.
Bye.
So we have Liam now. Introduce yourself,
Larry
Liam.
Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
How do I introduce myself?
What's your name?
Liam.
Who's your mom?
Who's your mom?
Jackie.
How old are you?
14.
What grade are you in?
8.
Yeah, all right. Liam, what's your favorite thing to do in the world?
Sports.
Okay, let's list your sports. What do you love the most to the least most?
My favorite is football, then basketball. Then baseball, then golf.
Yeah.
He plays them all and excels them all.
Oh, yeah. Track.
He is a very, very athletic kid.
He is. He lives for sports, I think.
That's all I do.
It's true. Football is his life. His life.
Yes.
How old were you when you sent me that text?
I forgot about that. You got to explain it.
10?
So the Lobos were in the state championship game. Caden was a sophomore, but he'd gotten pulled up to varsity. He did what just for, you know, to play scout defense. So I had just had Ollie in September. So this playoff game was in November, and I was like,
this isn't the one you're talking about. Championship, that was the semifinal game.
Well, the semifinal, sorry.
Okay.
So we go to the semifinal game, me, you, mom, Luke, Hunter, just because then we could give Caden a ride home after, and I had a chance to get away from Ollie for a little bit. And Liam was texting me the whole time, so they were watching it, and they watched us when we lost in the last, you know, little bit, playing Ben Franklin, right? And Liam was devastated.
I was bawling.
He was bawling his eyes out, and I was like, Liam, it's fine. It's not even, like, Caden still has 2 years to play. He's not even, he wasn't even playing in it. And he texts back, Liam, he goes, football is my life, Mom, my life.
When he was little, he used to rewatch games on your DVR.
Yes, he would watch the Clemson-Alabama game like it was Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, right? So he'd stay home sick a lot.
Yes.
And sick. Sick with air quotes around it.
Yeah,
and he would put on all of his gear, pads, pants, helmet.
All his peewee gear.
He would literally chill. Mouth guard. He would chill watching these games in full gear. That's how much he loved football.
Oh, yeah.
What started your football love?
Cannon Smith.
Yeah. The Smiths moved across the street from us, and they played football religiously.
In the backyard, they did a lot.
Gear and go back there every day and just play tackle. For like 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So what? Why do you love it so much?
You get to maul people for fun.
Is that really why?
The culture is really good, too.
Yeah, and you're good.
Just the football culture, and all my friends play it, so that makes it really fun, too.
Yeah. Okay.
He looks old sitting here. When did Liam start looking old?
I don't know.
It's creeping me out.
Hottie of the track, me. When did you start looking so old? What do you think about this podcast? Your mom and your auntie doing it.
I've not listened to one episode.
Ugh. So you guys tell us if we're going to make it big or not?
I don't have Safari or anything, so I can't listen to them.
Yeah, you do have a lot of restrictions on
they
your
phone. They can't have the podcast either?
Nope. I might have never tried.
I know Ashley can listen to it.
I don't really let them have Safari until they're in high school.
I know, but that's just the podcast app, I'm saying.
We'll try it. He's like, yeah, I really don't care. So when you teasingly say, when am I going to be on the podcast, what do you want to talk about?
Brand
that's
information.
So informative. You don't even know?
No, I just say it as a joke, and then it happens.
So. Yeah.
Everyone joked, and now they're all put on the spot.
Liam, what's your favorite thing about being 14? I can't even say in school. I mean, I guess I could. Liam is actually homeschooled right now with a friend of mine who does homeschool for him and a couple friends. So, well, I guess I can't ask. I mean, you're not at school that often, so or only 3 hours a day. So what's your favorite thing about being 14?
Life's easy right now.
Glad you acknowledge that.
You're still a kid.
Yeah.
What's the hardest thing about being 14?
I have no idea.
He's answering a little bit like Piper. He's a little shy.
Piper just walked in conveniently.
We're the coolest still.
They're both 14. Yeah. They're both 14 for a little bit.
Yep, till June.
They used to, okay, so we'd go get a pop with them. When Megan came out of hibernation after having Piper.
Yeah.
We had Liam and Piper in the back, and they would fight like the dickens. The whole freaking pop time. Run. And then as soon as we'd park, they'd be like, can Piper come play? We'd be like, no, you just argued the whole time.
I remember one time I was sticking my head out the window waiting for you guys to come back, and she rolled up the window on my neck. And I couldn't do anything. I was stuck there for like 10 seconds.
Freaking
and
Piper. That's scary.
I was
she's lucky she stopped what she did. It's dangerous. Where were we? Probably walking into
We used to have to walk in to get our drinks. Like,
every pop
like
should be
animals. Man.
Going in our pajamas looking like crap.
Now you guys have thirst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now we can drive through.
Now you have thirst. Everyone thinks I'm a bad pop drinker. Nobody has met Liam yet.
He is the worst.
What's your problem with pop?
My parents love pop. So I still pop.
You just still pop.
There's nothing better. He's no
there
dummy.
There is nothing better, but I never even drank pop growing up.
No,
I think
either.
The first time I really got into pop was after I had Kaden.
Yes. Agreed.
So. You guys should need to get non-diet pop, though.
No. Because then you would drink. How many? Okay, I got you a case of Mountain Dew yesterday. How many are left?
4. No, Asher has 6, I have 6. So there's 4 of mine left. Okay.
So you've only had 2?
Yes.
Well, that's not as bad as it could be, but
I thought it was going to be worse.
He's feeling proud about himself. I like it. So I don't know how I feel about letting this happen. Today I was like, Jackie, learn to say no to Liam. Tell us how many things you're involved in right now.
Like
in
sports-wise?
Uh-huh.
Track, baseball, football workouts. Club basketball, open gym, morning ball.
And golf.
Yeah. Overextended, boy.
He only goes golfing like a couple times a week, but yeah.
That's where Spice is right now. We may not even get him on the freaking episode. He just got home. He left at 2 a.m. to hunt turkey.
Took a nap.
Just got home, took a 30-minute nap, and is golfing, and then they're going out to camp where they're hunting turkey.
Did he get a turkey yet?
No.
Turkeys are hard to find. That's where Brendan is right now.
Yeah, we're hoping because Lloyd is trying to help him.
I love that. Okay, so Liam, who's your favorite aunt?
Megan.
Yeah. Oh, are you just saying that because Megan's on here? That.
He knows I bribe him.
She spoils me a lot.
She does.
You want that hat? Okay.
Yeah, Megan will take care of him.
I got to have at least one that thinks I'm their favorite.
Yeah, so who's your favorite uncle?
I have no
You're
idea.
You're going to cause beef, girl.
You're getting all funny.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just teasing around.
I don't care what Paula texts you later tonight. You stick with me.
You stick with
her. I spoke at your baptism. I better be your favorite for the rest of my life.
Yeah, because she doesn't talk for things, so she does love you to agree to that.
Makes me shy, so.
Hunter will probably make fun of me after this podcast.
Why?
It's Hunter.
Oh, yeah. Hunter does love to harass Liam because Liam's an easy target. Yeah.
So I'm, Jackie, I'm learning. Though, so.
You're learning. I'm an easy target, too, and I own it. Don't tease me. I don't want to have it.
Yep.
I do not want to hear it, and I get offended, and I get sensitive. The end.
Yep.
Right?
Give Liam, her a book.
Do you think that you are raising the babies?
No.
Really?
I think I'm their second parent. I'm their godfather.
That's kind of true. Do the babies love you the most or Asher?
Me. I'm with them way more.
That's true.
I wake up with them every morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good boy.
He is a good boy.
Yep.
Okay, so every time we end a podcast, we talk about something shallow that made us happy for the week. Meaning like, for example, this week, I'll go ahead and say mine.
Okay.
I bought this head compression thing for headaches that literally, it's like a compression sock for your whole head.
Oh, not that. I've seen those.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to try it today. I haven't tried it yet. It just came in the mail, but I'm thinking that'll be my shallow thing for the week. And then also, when Liam has baseball games, they're a couple hours long. You know how baseball is. He's in juniors right now. So I'll go park my car in the outfield. And I'll watch his games, and I just get to sit there for 2 hours, and I put a TV show on because you don't really need to pay that much attention. I mean,
she doesn't care much.
Oh, I care, please.
She's hardcore care.
I go to everything sport-wise, like an animal.
You'll even go to things that some parents won't.
Yeah, so, like, yeah, I'll just put a show on where I can still watch because, you know, it takes, like, 10 minutes for them to hustle in and hustle out every inning.
No hustling going down.
Right? I take a bag of snacks. I take a nice chest of drinks, and I just enjoy myself. So.
That sounds lovely.
What about you, Meg?
I'm going to go with Maddie on this. Being a nice sunny day, it just lifts my spirits a lot, so I'm ready for the warm.
Being able to be out in the sun.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay, so something this week you did that was kind of shallow, but it made you happy, Liam.
Like something that wasn't that big?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just something. Like Asher said, his pop and TV. I mean, just anything basic and shallow.
Probably baking brownies and cake at homeschool today.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
And then having a charcuterie, too.
Ooh, that sounds yummy. Or Liam did really well on pitching this week. That's another one, right?
White River.
Really? That's who they played?
Yeah.
Yeah, Huber and White River come here because they don't have enough for state cool. league teams.
Yep.
Is there any confessions you need to confess on air?
You're the best mom.
Huh?
You're the best mom.
Good. Oh, that's a good
you're the
one.
Best thing.
Yeah, you're a keeper. We'll end on that. He's a keeper.
He is a keeper. You have no other pearls of wisdom you want to offer us? Well, thanks for being on. It was fun to visit all of our kids. I know it's random, but they are always teasing that they want to be on, so we just decided to call them on it this time and
we'll
have them
be on. We'll hit up some more kids another day because we didn't get all of them.
Yeah, I'll get Cannon on here.
There you go. Cannon
you
is
can lead it.
The Cannon is kind of like my kid. But yeah, we have Spice still, Cardston, Caden on missions.
Yeah.
And the babies, so.
Yep, we'll do
Put
it again.
Put Ollie on the mic.
He would love it.
He would all probably love it. He'd get right up into it and yell.
Squaw.
Thanks for listening this week.
Peace out.
I just needed a snack.
I guess.
A mid-recording snack. I was starving. So now we have Branson Spicer Mills, a.k.a. Branson or a.k.a. Spicer. Which do you prefer going by?
If you know me, Spicer.
Okay, but if you don't know you, don't take that liberty with me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crap, I sent his name to your brother-in-law to do some dirt work for him, and he's
that's
Spicer.
Fine.
Who's Spicer?
Like, that's for teachers mostly. I don't like teachers. calling me that.
Really? Too personal. So we finally hunted him down. This boy does not sit still, come heck or high water.
No.
He's heading out to golf right now.
Well, he's got things to do.
I guess.
Spicer, you are the best because you have houseplants all over your bedroom. And you are a 17-year-old kid.
Yep.
They're refreshing for the bedroom. Yes.
Did you know that they purify the air?
It's the oxygen.
Yep.
It helps.
They purify the air, the oxygen. I love that.
Maybe
about
that's
you.
Why your grades are spot on this year.
Yeah.
Not because you're trying.
Are you like super smart?
No.
Oh, come on.
Well, why are your grades good then? Explain to us how you finally got there. Well, you've always had decent grades, but
I just got better at cheating.
Crap, delete that out. Your grandma Mills listens to this. I meant like Cardston told you just
we
to try.
We do keep it real on the podcast.
True. So I cannot imagine having phones, how anybody doesn't.
I don't know how anybody doesn't cheat. And like, I hope I'm teaching my children, like, you know.
Well, obviously I'm doing a great job.
But like, seriously, like you can just, and the thing is that.
Even if you don't want it, they drop
opinion,
it to you.
In my opinion, why aren't they teaching you how to budget and how to balance a checking account instead of teaching you stuff you'll never use again?
Hey,
like that's good, really helpful in tax season to know right angles. No.
Exactly. Like, okay, Spice, tell us your favorite, like, what do you like to do for fun?
I like golfing, hanging out with friends, hunting.
You're busy
fishing,
all the time, so you have a lot bigger
skating,
list.
Skating, snowboarding, all the above.
He just finished snowboarding season where he started landing backflips, which he sent me after he landed it. Because I said, you're so
what
tall,
are you, like,
you'll break your neck.
Two? That's, yeah. Six, three. That's a big old boy to be backflipping.
I'm fine. I'm a professional.
I know, but he's 6'3". He is actually a really good snowboarder.
You are a good snowboarder.
I haven't seen him skateboard, but I bet he's good too.
Do you still skateboard as much as you used to back in the day?
Not as much right now because I golf.
But yeah.
Time and a season, snowboard.
Liam loves when he sees you at golf. He always tells me, I saw Spicer.
Yeah.
I think Liam's favorite cousin, if you were to ask him, he would say Spicer. Just because, A, we always love the cousin that's older than us a little bit. And B, Liam just loves hanging with Spicer. When they were little, they used to sing a song while we were camping.
We went camping once. Wait, there was that little ball that they chucked back and forth. Little Einsteins. You changed the word, though.
I can't remember.
Oh, come on. You got to remember.
Watch me.
I don't remember.
No. Little Einsteins. No. What's the tune?
We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket
ship.
Yeah,
but they changed the words and sang it all weekend.
You
got to
remember it for us.
I have horrible memory. It's been like years.
Do you remember hanging with Liam at that camp out?
Yeah.
All right. That's all that matters.
I don't know, actually.
We've only been camping once with the Lewis, yeah. So it can't be that hard.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Liam just likes hanging out with Spicer.
Yeah.
From the day, like they were little cousins and Liam was kind of like.
Yeah, everyone loves
enamored with Spicer a little bit. So
okay,
like
so what is your favorite subject, if there's any? I know my kids aren't great lovers of traditional school.
Bookstore aid.
Miss Amanda.
Miss Amanda is the best thing in Snowflake. I will say that.
I love her.
Always. Isn't she?
Yep.
She's the best.
Okay.
She is.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Now that you're a junior, 17, any ideas? I mean, you don't have to stick to them. Just any ideas coming to mind, or is that way too soon still?
I want to be a pimp.
Crap, I got laughed at that so loud.
We got to cut that out. Grandma would not be happy with that.
Oh, man. I love it. Okay, for reals, what do you want to be?
Any ideas?
No, not really. Probably sell real estate.
I like it. He's
and heavy machinery. If you want to hit him up, he can do some dirt work for you.
Yep.
Since Cardston's gone, he's taken over it. Skidster work. Excavator work, Ollie can help him.
Yep.
I don't know why I'm keep asking this because it's just gonna cause a fight in the family. But who is your favorite aunt?
Probably Jackie.
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna say something just to tick you off.
Nah.
She gave me a plant yesterday. So.
That was cute. I have many plants and that one is legit long. So you better go put it around the room and send me pictures.
He hung it up right then. I'll show you the picture.
Yeah, send me a picture. Send it to you.
What is the funnest thing about being a junior?
I don't know.
Is it hard? Is it easy? Like, is work
compared to the other years of high school?
Is it your favorite
so far?
It's all been pretty easy. Probably junior is the worst because we had to take ACTs and all this stupid testing.
Yeah, juniors do a lot of testing. A lot of testing.
Yeah. When everyone else is snoozing in, he's been testing.
Yep.
He's a professional at patterns on testing.
Do you just go A, B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C?
This year I did B for Branson.
What did you get?
I got my results. I think it was a 14.
Good job. Take it and run.
We're taking all the same letter.
All that standardized testing is dumb anyway. So, yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Spice is a keeper. He's always, since he was little, had the best belly laugh that I love.
And he loves babies.
He had the best freckles. They're almost gone now. Yeah, he's always loved babies.
I really think that Ollie said Spicer before even Maddie or Piper. We'd go by the house and be like, Spicer?
Yeah, he walked in the greenhouse yesterday and was like, hey, there's Spicer.
Hey.
Spice has been on a turkey hunt with no avail. And I just talked to Lloyd at church and he is on war.
Oh my gosh. Brenner Green, Liam's friend Brenner, just sent a group picture to the group about his turkey. And I was so sad because I want you to get a turkey. Yeah. You deserve a turkey.
I do.
He goes at 2 a.m. every
How many times have you been going out now? Like 2 years?
Yeah, this is the third year.
So he
needs that turkey. And this is the last year of the over-the-counter one. And they'll have to get drawn from then on out
because he'll be 18. An adult. Interesting.
But I did see Lloyd today and he said he's on war against the turkeys and tomorrow at 2 a.m. is the day.
Yep.
Good. I love it. Are you, if on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you like growing up in a small town?
Probably like a 9.
What are your con? What's the last 10 then?
What do you mean?
Like why is
what's,
the one person?
What's the one reason not?
I don't know. Just not much to do. I mean, there's a lot, but once it comes down to it, there's some stuff that we could use here.
Yeah, I agree.
Like better skating. The skate park lights on before.
Yeah, before summer's over.
Yeah, they turn on for like 2 months.
That's stupid. I think we could use and still retain our feeling of small town, like more places to eat, movie theater. Like what would you, if you could bring something here, what would it be?
Probably like I don't know if you guys ever seen Riverdale, but it's like the diner. It's like a hangout place.
We do need a hangout.
Is it like is there games to play and stuff or just more like a hangout?
It's just like where you go get milkshakes and stuff. Like we already have Sonic, but that's kind of lame.
No, I agree. It's like when you watch Saved by the Bell, but what's that restaurant they go to?
They had one too.
I agree with that. I think that kids would love to have a place where they're like, you know, you're going to go, you know, you're going to get fed. Cause like Branson,
that's walkable.
Asher, they want food. If they're sitting there, they want food. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, where Joe Bajorn is, I know I'm Lanny's all grown up that had
but
ice cream
and
fries.
There was nowhere to sit. Mm-mm. It was just a drive, walk-up thing. So I totally agree with that.
We do need something.
So we need to shout out somebody. Who are we shouting out for you?
I don't know. We can't talk about it first. I just got to roll into it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Back into that up.
It. Yeah. Just say something like, who do you like to golf with?
Okay. Who do you like to golf with?
I like golfing with my friend Braden and Brock and my cousin Jet. Yeah, my cousin Braden too.
Nice.
Do they all golf?
Yeah, they all golf.
You want to know a funny story about his cousin Braden? When Lorraine did the birth video of Milo, she interviewed all the kids. She's like, who's the first person you're going to tell? How old were you?
I can't remember. Like 8 or 9.
He's all, Braden.
Braden.
We just watched it last week. It was the cutest thing.
His little cousin.
I love having cousin friends. There's nothing better.
Oh, that is fun. We're snowboarding, so.
Mm-hmm. So you all golf together, too?
Yep.
Yep.
I like it. Those are some good
See,
kids.
Well, Brock does basketball and golf.
Yeah.
And snowboarding.
Brock is
you could
really
do basketball.
Good at basketball. Asher loves playing with Brock. He's fun, and he's very talented.
Yeah.
Spice gave it up for snowboard. Broke his mama's heart.
Yep.
Do you miss it ever?
No.
Oh, it does.
Never.
Oh,
no.
Watched the Suns game with me yesterday. Flattered
That's
me,
good
so.
Enough.
The 30 minutes of
half the game.
I love it. Well, yep. Do you have any words of wisdom to impart to your auntie and your mama?
No, not
real. Nothing smart.
Are we already just as wise as we need to be?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for listening. Okay. Yep. See ya.